something Jennifer Horn and I share in common. We've never either of us been a prom queen. And I guess that's a good thing, right? We share all these things in common, Jennifer.
Yes, you're right. I was never a prom queen.
Nor
ever.
Was I. So there it is. 7 after the hour.
My date was. Huh?
Your date was? Oh, I see. Yeah. That's something you can tell us about some other time.
Yeah.
We're working on Tuesday on the Good Day program. Richie, as you know, or if you weren't around yesterday, you didn't hear, Richie's dad passed away over the weekend. And so he's been wrapped up in the arrangements and the emotions and the reality. Yesterday when I talked to him, he had not. I think that one of the things that happens under these circumstances, I guess I'm putting it into perspective, is that until you've been through it, you don't really know. You can watch other people. You can sense what it might be like. But because all of our, we own our emotions and we have different emotions, all of us. We deal with things differently. I know it took a long time for me. I don't think I ever really grieved for my mother when she passed. And I don't know that I ever, actually, when I think about it, I guess, grief is displayed in different ways.
Right.
You can be outward, you can be inward.
And I don't think it ever goes away. You know, a lot of people say, well, we took our grieving period.
Yeah.
And maybe just in my own personal, I can't speak for how everybody deals with stuff because everybody does it differently. But
yeah.
I can't tell you that for the first 3 months after my grandmother passed away that I was just grieving nonstop.
Uh-huh.
But yet I'll look at something or think about her and I'll still cry to this day. I mean, I think it kind of carries out.
Yes. Yeah.
You live your life. I don't think it ever goes away necessarily.
Well, I don't think it's like love. The love, if you really love somebody, I think about the women who have been in my life, and there are 3 or 4 women that I have loved, and I still love them. I think if you really love them, you don't not love them. And it hurts when various things happen. If you become disassociated with them for whatever the reason, or just something hurtful happens around the connection that you once had. It hurts. It really does. The definition of hurt is being, distracted by something that happened to somebody that you were close to. It's just the way it is. So anyway, that's where Richie is. And Roberta is in Orlando. If you ever thought the definition of someone who needs to have his or her head examined, a picture of Roberta would do just fine going to Orlando this time of year.
Orlando, July, Harry Potter opening. Yeah. Do you know how crowded it's going to be down there?
Awful, awful. But they're big fans of Harry Potter, and so good luck to them. My daughter is as well, but she's not going down there. And so we move into the issues of the day. One of the things that's happening right now that America is celebrating, the flight of Atlantis. The crew is at the space station, International Space Station. They have brought with them enough supplies to last a year because there's not going to be any, whoever is up there is up there. And whatever is in there for the next year because there's no other way of getting up there.
Imagine milk or something.
No, I mean, this is what's so foolish about all of this. One of the things that's troubling, never mind that the program itself is over, but if there's an emergency up there, man, you are cooked. What are they going to do? There's no way of getting up there. The Russians can send up maybe something, but it hasn't. I think there has been 1 or 2 Russian spaceships dock with the International Space Station. I don't know that the Europeans have had any docking. I don't know the Japanese. I just don't think there are any tools to get these people who are up in there out of there if there was a problem. Let's say the thing springs a leak. What happens? Anybody listening in Cocoa Beach or at Kennedy, is there a way of getting these people down? If you know the answer to that, help yourself. I know you're listening on WMEL.
Because everybody on our end's pretty much packed up shop.
Yeah.
Right? So there's nobody here to help them here.
Well, I don't know the end, but I don't think there is. I'd be curious to know. 800-510-8255. The shuttle legacy has been discussed and debated. I think it was a wonderful honor for us to do as well as we have. And I would like to think that there's more of this in us. I would like to think that the best part of us is still ahead when it comes to these sorts of things. The Russian Soyuz spacecraft, somebody just sent me a quick note, is the only viable option if there's a problem. You need to rescue him. capsule carries only three people at a time. And at least one of them must be a Russian. So...
What?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, if I think there are four or five in the space station now. Let's say there's a problem. And if you're not a Russian and there's more than two, who's going to pick the straws to stay up there in that thing?
Yeah, no kidding. Although, right? You know, there's always that brave guy that says, you go ahead. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That's how it is in the movies anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were the new direction they're going in is going to require that they have some astronauts. But there are only 61 astronauts left in the program. We have had over the years, I'm talking about active members, the youngest and most patient are waiting out the next couple of years to see if they can go to the moon. And there's a lot of mayhem that's associated with that. Some of the former astronauts, for example, Edgar Mitchell has been talking a lot about this. And as now I'm reminded of something. Isn't Mitchell being sued because he was up on Apollo 14, mm-hmm. 1971. He was the sixth person to walk on the moon. He was trying to sell a camera that he had on the moon at an auction and has been charged in federal court of illegally possessing a camera and attempting to sell it for profit. Mitchell says the camera was gifted to him by NASA after the spacewalk. Objects from the lunar trips to the moon were ultimately mounted and then presented to the astronauts as a gift after they helped NASA on any particular mission. Astronaut Edgar Mitchell, following a well-known and time-honored tradition of salvaging items from the Apollo missions, camera was marked for destruction above the lunar surface 40 years ago. So he kept it, they gave it to him, and so he wants to sell it. How is that different than selling your autograph?
Right.
If you are an astronaut. So should he be allowed to sell it? I guess that's the question.
Hmm.
Right?
What do you think? I don't really see a problem.
I don't either.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you and I both have frogs in our throat. What's this wrong with that?
It's not the same frog, though, so stop
no,
the rumors.
It isn't, right. No, it is not the same. I'm just eager to get us into the next mode. I think the space program is one of the things that we ought to be most proud of here in our country. Somebody also said to me there were three things in an email. So you can send me notes, Doug@DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook. It's a good day. It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show. If you have questions, and this person said, well, you started to talk about three things. That's the only thing that...
Yeah, so?
If it's limited to three, God bless us. One of them was the Atlantis mission and what happens after that. All right, so I just addressed that to a certain extent. One of the other ones was Betty Ford. And what about what she, as the former first lady, brought to America? What she brought to America, in my opinion, was respect, admiration, and an honesty. When you think about some of the stuffed shirts that have been in her, first lady's not necessarily a job, but, you know, been there. This woman admitted to alcohol abuse, admitted to a lot of things in her life that helped create the situation for people who had problems to say, it's okay. I have these. And I don't think she overdid it either.
No.
She wasn't like these celebrity rehab jerkleburgers that get on television.
It was a brave move.
It was. Highly respected lady. She starts this addiction treatment center. Elizabeth Taylor went there. Johnny Cash went there. Lindsay Lohan's been there. She met Elizabeth Taylor, met her husband Larry Fortensky there. Kelsey Grammer has been there. Marley Matlin has been there. And how many
Marley
more?
Marley Matlin
Mackenzie Phillips wrote in a Twitter post, R.I.P. Betty Ford, a pioneer in treatment of addicts. We owe Mrs. Ford our gratitude and our prayers and love. She was a classy woman. Allie McGraw was treated at the center. She said that she changed many of our lives. Elizabeth Taylor was there a couple of times.
Yeah, she was.
Johnny Cash broke some ribs and abused painkillers. He went to the center for 43 days in the 1980s. Steven Tyler has been there. Listen, these are people that have been to the Betty Ford Center. Etta James.
It's like a who's who of Hollywood.
She had heroin addiction. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I just, at a time when that kind of stuff could have gone either way, the public's perception of her, the fact that she was so brave to admit there was a problem,
yep,
and then do all this good for people. I mean, we're reading celebrity names, but think about all the millions of people that have gone through there.
Right, yep.
At least thousands.
And according to many people who are in this world, Drew Pinsky said that this center has become synonymous with the highest standard of treatment in the world. So,
yep.
Pretty cool. All right, so a word about her and the regard in which we seemingly ought to hold her, don't you think? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, ready for the 2020 news quiz question?
Yes, please. I am ready.
There is a question at Starbucks today about something new. Their new cups. What is there that's unique about their new cups? Starbucks new cups. Check out the answer. It's right there for you at DougStephan.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, system fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I want women who have proposed to men to give us the romantic line. How'd you convince the guy to marry you?
I think the way it ends up, usually when most women ask men to marry them, it's very short and sweet. I'm pregnant.
I'm gonna marry that man.
Frank is St. Michael. Disco time.
I can see Michael listening with this Walkman on today.
Yeah. Can't keep your feet still for this stuff. Here we are. There it is. Move it. Back, Sean. Your sweet talk won't make it right. Loving lies just bring me down. When you've got women a whole over town, you can love them all. And when you're through, maybe that'll make a man out of you. I got to go where the people dance. Back, Sean. On. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Richie out today, Roberta gone for the week.
Wind
it up, come on, let's go!
Let's do it.
Got a boogie! I always love that term.
Boogier?
I got it. The boogie. So, Jennifer, this is the anniversary on this date in 1979, there was a big disco demolition at Kaminsky Park in Chicago. Two radio disc jockeys, Steve Dahl and Gary, who was his partner, and I can't remember his other, Gary's last name, but anyway, they talked on their program. They got people to bring unwanted disco records to Kaminsky Park. The records were burned. There was a double header going on. So they had a big pile in the middle of the field, White Sox and Detroit Tigers in a double header. And so the audience, the people in the stands were yelling, "Disco sucks! Disco sucks!"
Why would they do that?
Because it was one of the stupid radio.
Awesome.
That is great stuff. But anyway, so all of the records were... some of them got burned in the middle of the field. Some of them were thrown around during... As a matter of fact, this thing gets so out of hand. They started fires up in the stands. They were throwing these records around in the stands. There were riots erupting in the stands. There was so much commotion, the ball players could not finish the second game. And so the White Sox forfeited the game.
Oh, my gosh. A disco forfeit.
I remember this. I remember being a disc jockey. I wasn't only a disc jockey until 74, but I had, every once in a while, I'd get it out of my system, and I would guest host on a program because I really did love disco.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I remember this thing, and I remember actually being on the air doing, we were talking about this sort of thing at the local station here that I was on, and it's just, it was absolutely, Tom Likas also did the same thing in Los Angeles, but he didn't burn them. He got a bunch of disco records and put them in a parking lot of a big shopping center. I'm trying to remember where the big shopping center, it seems to me, if I remember it correctly, don't hold me to this, was in, what's, where is the, it's, south, it was, no, it wasn't Manhattan Beach, but it was somewhere
Redondo
along.
Beach?
I don't know,
or
maybe,
Mosa
it was
Beach?
Big, anyway, big
Long
parking
Beach.
Lot. He gets a steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in a steamroller, they pile up the disco record, then run over him with a steamroller. I remember that picture of him doing that like it was yesterday. Absolutely hysterical. So anyway,
what a waste of good
stuff.
Music.
We're talking about Starbucks. What is there that's unique about the new Starbucks cup? Story and discussion coming up. But the info to answer the question at 800-510-TALK is at DougStephan.com from today's show.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services plans to create online health insurance exchanges to help people find affordable coverage. Starting in 2014, people will be able to search a database of statewide plans, compare prices, and submit questions. The government predicts the exchanges will encourage competition and drive down prices. In other news, Google has been using its Street View cars to help Japan survey the destruction caused by the recent tsunami. The company has also created a Finder application to locate missing persons and has amassed over 600,000 records. Japan hopes Google's technology can help its reconstruction. And finally, a recent survey from the Pew Internet Project found that nearly a third of U.S. smartphone owners use them as their primary internet connection. Rural broadband is still slow to develop and smartphone connections are filling the gap. Almost half of those with full-time employment now own smartphones. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Ready. Ready, Doug?
Yes.
Ready, Doug?
Ready.
And it's just dead silence.
Dirty Dream. No dead silence here. It's all open. We're really posting a lot of different things online at DougStephan.com. Jennifer Horn and I are here. The question, I asked this, so we got a few minutes left. 800-510-8255. Starbucks, according to the story at DougStephan.com, is introducing a new larger size cup. What is there that's unique about this cup? Jennifer says she's off of Starbucks.
I'm on coffee bean and tea leaf.
Oh, really?
Japanese cherry green tea. It's my favorite thing in the world right now.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know anything about coffee. I just know this is an interesting story and sort of speaks to our excesses in this country in every single way. It's another example.
I don't like that Starbucks has those dumb names because I always forget what I'm going to order. You know, I just say small, medium, large, extra large. Why do they have to give it a dumb name?
What do they call them?
Vente, grande, tall. I think tall is the small.
It's a marketing thing. You know about that. Marketing.
Yeah, but come on.
How much coffee do you drink?
I don't actually like Starbucks coffee. I drink
it. But in general, coffee. How much coffee do you drink?
Either a cup or two in the morning when I'm on the air with you.
Really? Yeah. That's all. You don't drink it at the office.
Yeah, usually two cups. No, not usually. Especially during summer, it's too hot.
All right, so how many people at the office, Jennifer and her dad run CRN Digital in Los Angeles, how many people in the office have a cup of coffee on their desks during much of the day? Mornings?
We usually have wine on our desks.
Wine. That's very good, Jennifer. Congratulations.
It's the new coffee.
Good place to work, right. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's the slogan. You got it. Wine. It's the new coffee.
That's right.
Very good. Meanwhile, anyway, the
it's
new
a
larger
job application, too. Yeah.
So what is there that's unique about this Starbucks coffee and the cup? And what is there about my voice? Good. Hold on a second.
Me too, Dougie. I don't know. I blamed it on my surgery, but I don't know what's going on with you.
What's going on with me is I have the allergy problem. As some of the weeds turn into different sorts of pollen, you get to this point in the summer where some of the weeds have matured, if you will. And so they, you know, it takes its toll on you one way or another. I feel perfectly, but the voice gets a little hoarsey here and there. I want to take a trip around America.
I've been thinking,
I want to start in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to travel to New Iberia,
Louisiana. You know where that is?
No. No clue.
I want to go to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I want to go to Topeka, Kansas.
Nope, I know where that is.
I want to go to Wheeling, West Virginia. Don't ask me why I want to. I just think it'd be kind of a cool trip.
I
have taken, you know, back and forth across the country every fall and then back in the spring. It's kind of cool to be able to visit some places. I have not been to Sault Ste. Marie. I've not been to New Iberia. I have been to Wheeling. Like it there. I have been, obviously, to Los Angeles. But what are the places in this country, it's vacation time, you want to go see? I think there. I'd like to go up to Holton, Maine. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice this time of year. I'd like to go to Canada, Nova Scotia, up there. I'd like to go back to British Columbia, where I was a month or so ago. Where do you want to go? 800-510-8255. I'd like to go to Washington. For,
State or
about,
D.C.?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to probably go to Richie's dad's service on Friday. So, I love Washington. Love our nation's capital. I love Los Angeles. I love Seattle.
I like Seattle, too.
I like Chicago. I don't like Dallas. Don't like Houston. Don't like Texas.
For the Why?
Now, here's... let me take that back. What I like about Texas is the farming areas. When you get south of Dallas and go around to where Stevensville is, and then
Tyler.
You head west down into Tyler and then up to Brownsville and those areas, I like those areas. But I don't like the cities. There's something... Houston is a horrible city.
I haven't spent much time in Texas,
but
Dallas, you know, it seems like a big city.
Yeah,
but Tyler was beautiful driving through there. That was nice.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking out loud of what sort of a trip. I don't really take vacations, and I don't much like to travel in the summer, mostly because there's a lot of things to do on the farm. I also would like to go to Alaska, spend some time
me too.
In Alaska.
I'd actually like to do the cruise and see the glaciers. And
but I want to go to this town that Sarah Palin, what is Wasilia? Is that what it's called?
Wasilla.
Mm-hmm. She still lives there, right? Or she still
has
a home there.
I think she's still there.
Yeah. So there's a neatness about Alaska that I'd like to check out this time. You don't want to go there. But it's hard to get sleep this time of year because it's daylight most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Although you would love that. I think you would do well with that.
Well, I have been there. I was there in late June quite a while ago, and I think the sun set at 11:30, 11:45 on the night that I was there, and it came back up again around 1:30. So you got 2 hours of darkness. I remember.
See, but I'm used to that because I have to go to bed early, so I'm used to going to bed with the sun out.
Yeah. I remember, as a matter of fact, it was one of the most wonderful experiences that I'd ever had. I took a ride in a pontoon boat on a lake someplace in Alaska. I can't remember what the town it was. And it was 11 o'clock at night, and it was daylight. It was like a half-hour ride. Could see everything like it was the middle of the afternoon. It was 11 o'clock at night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Okay, so last chance, last call. What is there in the Starbucks larger size cup that makes it unique, according to the story at DougStephan.com? Swell prize available for the person who figures this out and calls us at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, let me help you, those of you who are in pain. You're doing a little jogging today, working on the gym, building up those muscles. You like lifting weight. What does it do for you at the end of the day? You have the opportunity through Salon Pause to get the suffering you have in your back, your arthritis, your muscle pain. I know somebody who loves the gym. She just says she loves to move heavy weights around, but at the end of the day, her shoulders bother her, and her back bothers her, and her butt bothers her, so she uses Salon Pause. You can, too. You don't want to take pills. You want to get rid of the pain and put these pain patches right on the site of the pain. You will get relief, guaranteed. So a lot of people who are in a position to recommend these things who have authority, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, say that it's the only over-the-counter pain patch that's approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing required for prescription pain medication. It means it's safe, long-lasting, effective. So go to DougStephan.com, order a free sample of Salon Pause today. If you're looking for relief right away, go to your local, you can go to Walgreens, I guess, and CVS stores. Some of the big box, even some of the big grocery chains have it. Salon Pause, a way for you to beat the pain. But for the free sample, go to DougStefan.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
What's new at?
All right, so here's the story. Nobody got this right. I'm sort of surprised at this. We're carrying a story at DougStefan.com about the Starbucks cups.
Mm-hmm.
And the unusual thing, as Jennifer said, all right, well, maybe there are people who are not into Starbucks. I think that's pretty universal. Coffee, there's plenty of support for them. I think about it.
Oh, there's Starbucks 4,000
stores
corner
around the country. Right. Here's what they're doing. Starbucks is going to offer customers starting today a size larger than the volume of your stomach.
What?
Trenta. What do you went through some of the other names. What are
it's
some of the other
tall, grande, venti, I believe.
Now Trenta.
Now Trenta, okay.
31 ounces.
More, wow, more than your stomach.
Yep. Mm. They offer iced coffee and tea in the jumbo size. And the, let's see here, Frappuccino would be way beyond the calorie count that you could imagine.
Oh, could you imagine 31 ounces of that stuff?
7 ounces larger than the size of your stomach.
Interesting. Well, although, think about a big
what's
gulp.
What's the point? Yeah, well, that's the same thing. But the big gulp is associated with cheap, like 7-Eleven stuff.
Right.
Right? Isn't Starbucks supposed to represent quality?
It is.
Isn't that their deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you're spending $3 or $4 on a glass of tea.
Yeah.
Yes, it's quality, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the answer to that question. The item that we had yesterday, DougStefan.com, asking about your favorite ice cream. This is National Ice Cream Month.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite flavor. Okay, so those who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com, 29% said chocolate, 23%
yum
said vanilla, 20% mm-hmm said impossible to pick just one. That would have been my answer. 17% said some other choice other than what we offered. 5%, 6% said strawberry. 5% of you said you didn't like ice cream.
Oh,
God, that's
un-American.
It really is.
So
really,
we put this up at DougStefan.com so people could actually type in their flavors that they liked.
Yeah.
Doug, this was huge. We had votes for everything. We had pistachio. We had strawberry on a waffle cone, orange pineapple, chocolate peanut butter.
Yum. Mm.
Chocolate marshmallow.
Orange pineapple is good.
Yeah, I like Rocky Road, and we did get a vote for Rocky Road. Mocha almond, Oreo, mint chocolate chip, Mississippi mud, chocolate almond, another vote for peanut butter. Oh, my gosh. Coffee-flavored ice cream, mint chocolate chip, maple nut, which is hard to find. Maybe you should make that.
We have it.
You do? You have maple nut?
Yeah, we have maple nut.
Well, there's a vote for that up on the website.
It's actually, I think, maple walnut.
That'd be delicious. Sounds yummy.
Yep.
But the weirdest one we got is Bill Nitter said he likes sauerkraut ice cream.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Interesting to look into for Oktoberfest when people are celebrating Germans.
Good luck to you, pal. 800-510-8255. All right, so that's the poll yesterday. Today's poll focuses on some information that we pass along to you regarding McDane's restaurant, M-C-D-A-I-N-S. Matter of fact, Michael, see if you can find, let's call Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and speak to the owner, Mike Vuick. It's a V-U-I-C-K, who says in a post on his website, beginning July 16th, McDane's restaurant will no longer admit children under the age of six. We feel McDane's is not a place for young children. Their volume can't be controlled, and many times they have disturbed other customers.
Is it a bar?
Buick, no. He says, it's a family restaurant. See, Michael, McDane's restaurant in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. See if we can find Mr. Vuick, V-U-I-C-K. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about a restaurant banning children under the age of six? A, it's a great idea. I wish there was one like that where I live. B, it's an interesting idea, but I bet they won't really turn away a family just because they have a child under six. C, it's a gimmick. Look at all the publicity they're getting. D, it's a terrible idea. I would never go to a restaurant that did that. How do you feel about it? Do you bring your children or your grandchildren in? Or are you distracted and distressed? Depends on the restaurant.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, if you're going to some highbrow restaurant, of course, you don't want to be disturbed. But if you go to a family place...
Right, if it's like a Friendly's or a Coco's or something,
right.
I would be a little disturbed if they wouldn't let a kid in.
Yeah. Anyway, it's worth noting there is no law preventing restaurants from being able to ban children. Restaurants cannot ban senior citizens because they are in a protected class. I mean, who would want to ban senior citizens from restaurant? That's a little bit weird. Okay, so that's the poll. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Let's see what's going on in the world of television now. Jennifer's job is to follow the
gossip today.
A little bit of gossip. Here's the thing that I'm wondering about. How many of the jurors who acquitted Casey Anthony have started discussing their opportunities? They have hired some of publicists, contacting news media. Here's the description. A married, college-educated, 33-year-old white male with two young children, willing to consider granting one or more media interviews as long as the opportunities are paid. All right. New York Times reports one network executive proposed a fee of $50,000 for this person. TMZ has been paying for these sorts of interviews. ABC did not pay for Jennifer Ford to break her silence. Let's see here. I was looking at some of the other. They're all wanting compensation now, though.
Well, yeah, they're no fools.
What's appropriate is the question. Have any of them showed up on any TV show?
I don't think so. Just that one alternate was on talking on one of the news channels, I think.
Yeah, most of them are afraid for themselves.
Yeah,
they don't want to be seen. They don't,
against them and against Casey Anthony. So.
All right, so what have you got gossip-wise for us, my dear?
Okay, well, first, just a reminder, if you're a baseball fan, All-Star Game's on Fox tonight from Phoenix. Our friend Jordan Sparks is going to be singing the national anthem, so that's the big news tonight. But here's the story. Did you hear about this? The Octomom and Kristen Johnson from Third Rock from the Sun, did you hear about their altercation, Doug?
I heard that the Octomom went first class somewhere with all of her children on a plane someplace.
So she's in L.A. Yeah. Or actually, I'm sorry, she was in New York flying to Los Angeles. She's waiting in the business class section with her plane. She was waiting to fly back with her 12 children who took up most of the business class section.
Yeah.
The kids kept crying and there was a 2-hour flight delay. So Kristen Johnson, who played the tall girl Sally on Third Rock, asked Suleiman to keep her children quiet.
Really?
Which I guess resulted in quite the exchange of words.
Really?
Nadia fired back, "How would you like me to keep 2-year-olds quiet?" To which Kristen allegedly responded, "Get more help." Suleiman then said to Johnson, "Why don't you grow a baby and get a life?" And then Johnson apparently stormed off, and people don't even know if she came back to the plane or not.
Really?
Yeah. And kind of a big thing.
Well, it shows that there are people, no matter how many children you have or what's going on, it would seem to me common decency would require that you keep your children under control. You decided
eight
to have...
by yourself? Wow. Absolutely. And
50.
She didn't even know who it was. She
51
knows.
After the hour.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It is now 53 minutes past the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Michael McMaster is here to visit with us. He has a lot of CDs, one entitled Simple Wealth and Other Simple Miracles, Simple Happiness, Simple Radio People. Here we are, Jennifer and Doug,
hey.
Simple radio people who want to make things happen in our lives. One of the problems is that if you don't do anything, you will get nowhere, right, Michael? That's a pretty simple bottom line. No energy, no impact, right?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yep.
And so the majority of us get stuck, and we don't know how to get out of there. And so we just stay there. Usually it's like fear, anxiety, or in some cases we don't even know what steps to take to be able to get out of the situation that we're in. So you have to be able to come up with a plan, understand where you are, then create the steps that you think that you need and understand the vision, where you want to go to, and put that in place and work at it every day. And if you can do that, you'll move beyond where you are.
All right. There is a certain amount of incentive. I was just talking to one of the people who works on my staff. We have certain people who go around, talk to folks who are interested in taking the radio program. And oftentimes salespeople get paid, but they also are incentivized. And I think that it's a great way. I've said this. I've always believed in incentives. I don't believe that salespeople should be paid anything other than a commission. And if you want to really move something, let's say you're a car dealer and you have cars that are on the lot that need to be sold. So you give the salesman an extra point or something to sell that purple Dodge Charger that's on your lot. Right? You got to give them a little incentive to do that. So in your circumstance, as with many others, you have all of these great CDs. You have connections. People love this sort of thing. And you have, one of the reasons that I was attracted to you, Michael, is you have unique ways of helping people out. And we all have this thing about abundance, understanding. I don't know if people like that word. I kind of like it. There's no restriction on abundance in the universe. So
right.
What have you used in the past when people, you've been doing this for a long time, you've talked to a lot of people over the years, you've helped a lot of people over the years. Michael is a motivator. That's what he's a lot like. Matter of fact, I was just thinking that I'd have you stay and spend some time maybe with Uri Geller, who's going to be with us in a few minutes in the next hour. I think you two would hit it off very well because he's a master motivator as well. Okay, but in the circumstance we find ourselves in right now, you have a challenge for the people listening to the program, right?
Right. The saddest thing to me about people is that we are owned. We are owned by mortgage companies, credit card companies, finance companies. So we don't work for ourselves. We actually work for them. And so what I did, I come up with this challenge for people. I call it the Millionaire Challenge. And this is how it works. If you take 100 of my CDs at $100 each and sell 100 of them for 100 days.
Jennifer, listen up.
$1 million.
Jennifer.
Ooh, okay. 100 CDs for 100
days. Go through this again, Michael.
Okay, if you have, and the CDs are packaged a particular way, which I'll have to explain probably on Friday, but if you take 100 of the CDs at $100 each, and you sell 100 of them per day for 100 days, it equals $1 million.
In 100 days.
Wow.
If you sell.
You'd be a millionaire in 100 days.
100 CDs, 100. But how do you find 100 people to buy 100 of your CDs? Your CDs are all about motivation. Again, these are very, and I wasn't being facetious, the ways to happiness and to wealth. Right. There are simple ways of getting there. You've sold thousands of these CDs, so they must work.
They work because people are basically interested in a few things. One of them is being financially secure. Another thing is to be able to solve problems in their life, you know, when they need it. That's why the miracle one is there. The happiness one is there because that's basically what most people are seeking. You know, the money and the miracles and everything else. The underlying thing that the people are looking for is happiness.
All right.
And there's some other titles there as well that you package in there as well.
Okay. So how do we get to you? How would somebody go, like, send you an email? Where do we get to you?
Okay. You can email me at michaelkmcmaster@yahoo.com. So that's the letter M, the letter K, and then MCMASTER@yahoo.com. Just email me, or you can call me. My number's on the website.
All right.
And you can reach my website through Doug's website as well.
Michael K. McMaster at yahoo.com. Make $1 million. Why not? Let's go, Michael. And
here.
Jennifer. And Doug. Let's make $1 million.